the way we wrap up Monday during crunch time is, well, for lack of a better word, this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Run away! Run away!
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad.
How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
I can't whistle. That's not very good.
Go work on your whistling, bro.
Yeah.
Steve can whistle a little too well.
Yeah, it kind of hurts the headphones a little bit. The Richter scale is the time every Monday we wrap up Crunch Time. I bring up the biggest news stories from the weekend. Steve and Alex let me know how it rated for them. We begin with All-Star Weekend, with the NFL taking their week off before the Super Bowl, meant that the NHL All-Star Game could again take second fiddle to the NFL Pro Bowl, which was also this weekend. I feel like I could tell you guys the NHL All-Star Game was 31-19 and the Pro Bowl score was 55-49, and you guys would believe me. How would you rate All-Star Weekend?
Absolutely that for me for the NHL, by the way. I honestly did not know the NHL All-Star Game was this last
weekend. Yeah, Gary Bettman's the best.
He promotes
his sport so well.
So that's the thing Kid Rock was at, right?
Yeah, that's another disaster. Great work, Bettman.
Yeah, another reason for me to not watch it. What's the question? How did it rank? What?
Yeah, how were the All-Star Games this weekend for you?
Like a one? I saw highlights of the Pro Bowl. I don't know about you, Steve, but like a one for me. And the NHL one drags it down just because I didn't know what happened.
Mr. Blutarski, 0.0. Zero. Has no grade point average. I didn't watch 1 second of either. I didn't know the scores of either, and I had no interest in either.
I will tell you guys, the Pro Bowl under hit, and the Pacific won the All-Star Game, if that cares to anybody out there. There you go.
That seems legit.
The NBA trade deadline is a couple weeks away, and the first of many moves has been made as the Clippers send Blake Griffin, Bryce Johnson, Willie Reed to the Detroit Pistons for Tobias Harris, Avery Bradley, a first and a second round pick. The Clippers and Pistons are both in ninth in their conference, and I'm not quite sure of what to make of this move. It's literally just happened. What do you rate this trade by the Pistons and the Clippers?
Yeah, that's amazing that they're not only both in ninth. I mean, the Clippers are just a game back. Detroit is three back under 500. So I don't know what to make of it. Like you said, this has probably been finalized, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, in like the last 5 minutes. Hey, it's Blake Griffin. He's one of the most recognizable players. It's the NBA. The trade deadline is coming with pro football season about to end. This is pretty big news. This is an 8.
I'd say this is like a 9.5. The only thing that would make this a 10 is if it were like one of the truly elite players, like Durant or LeBron or something like that.
Burn on Blake Griffin.
Well, Blake Griffin Blake Griffin is right there, though. That's why it's a 9.5. Lob City's dead, by the way. Like, Chris Paul's gone. Blake Griffin's gone. Like, DeAndre Jordan is next. Like, somebody is going to get DeAndre Jordan. This is huge. And Tobias Harris, by the way, literally just looked this up, like 18 points and 5 rebounds per game. Like, he's a legit NBA player. And Avery Bradley averages 15 points per game. This is like a blockbuster trade just kind of out of nowhere on a Monday.
The best part about it is, could we now finally say, we got our Clippers back. They're going to be completely irrelevant by sunup.
Yeah. Tobias Harris becomes an all-star.
Very true.
Right.
Some big injuries also struck the NBA this week, and the biggest one was to Boogie Cousins of the New Orleans Pelicans, who tore his left Achilles. The Pellies tied for sixth in the West with the Blazers. Losing Cousins is a huge blow. He's the team's top rebounder and second leading scorer. How big of an impact does this have on New Orleans the rest of the season?
Steve's Pelicans,
right.
I think you forgot.
My Pellies, man. Pellies.
He's called them by their full name.
I'll tell you what, you know, I'm not saying they would beat Golden State or Houston, but in the right series with that front court and as young as they are, they could have made some noise. Cousins was playing great. That's brutal. That's a 7.5-8.
Yeah. The question is how this affects the Pelicans?
Yeah.
That's like a billion. That's a 10. It affects them. He's their arguably
Usually.
Their best player. Yeah.
They lost their co-best player, at least.
Yeah, it's a 10.
So it affects them as they had a season, and now they don't.
Pretty much.
It was a big weekend for 2004. Once again, in 2018, we have the Patriots and Eagles in the Super Bowl. Roger Federer is winning the Australian Open, and Tiger is back. It's actually big news. Federer won his 20th career Grand Slam event, as he did in 04. Tiger played his first actually competitive round of golf and not only made the cut with a huge birdie, but played all four rounds and didn't collapse because of pain in his back.
That's nice.
Would you rate the weekend for these two goats of their sports turning back the clock one more time?
Well, for Federer, it was a 10. He won a major. Tiger made a cut and played pretty well on Saturday and Sunday. But because it was questionable whether he would ever make it back, I'll give a combined 9 with a 10 for Federer and an 8 for Tiger.
I really like that, actually. And by the way, like, can I change my vote from Friday of our like greatest of all time athletes? Like, can we add Federer in there? Like, shoehorn him in to like a 3.5 or something like that? Like, can he and Serena?
You wouldn't be alone.
Can he and Serena like share it?
Hey, that's 20. We've never seen a male tennis player win 20. That's big.
Exactly that. By the way, I'll go with Steve's 9. I really like the way he scored that.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Ditto.
NCAA hoops this weekend. Number 10, North Carolina lost to NC State, 95-91. Number 2, Virginia took down number 4, Duke at Cameron Indoor, 65-63. Alabama took down number 12, Oklahoma with Trey Young. And Oregon took down Oregon State in the second leg of the Civil War at home, 66-57. How would you rate the weekend in college basketball?
Well, for me, from this point forward until they crown a national championship, it's a 10. But the best side note I heard, Duke and North Carolina on Saturday each lost at home. The last time that happened, George Karl and Mitch Kupchak were playing for North Carolina in 1973. How's that?
So what's your ranking on this?
It's a 10. It's college basketball season. It's 10 from this point out.
I'd say it's like an 8. It's becoming an interesting tradition, though, to watch Trae Young like kind of struggle against good teams on the weekend, because they always seem to be playing a day game against, you know, some somewhat decent team. So that's a thing. Oregon getting revenge in the Civil War was huge, too. Yeah, I give it an 8. Sure, why not?
All right, last one. Cleveland Indians took a big step forward today, announcing they will stop using Chief Wahoo logo on their jerseys and hats beginning in 2019. Your move, Washington football franchise. How does this move impact baseball and other sports that have Native American nicknames and logos?
I think it's a good start. I mean, I think it's good for MLB to kind of take the lead on this one. I mean, I guess they're not really, because, you know, hundreds of high schools throughout the country are doing this as well. But it's nice for them to kind of take the lead in terms of, you know, big league teams taking a stand on this. And they said it in the statement today. It's inappropriate to wear on the field. And they're kind of right. So maybe pull your head out, Dan Snyder. You're next.
Well, it's important. It's significant. Who that follows sports or listens to a show like this doesn't know exactly what they're talking about. And now it's gone. There will definitely be some people not happy with this. And I have 3 words of advice. Get over it.
Deal with it.
So, yeah, it's huge.